that Kwatha Mathai has 11 family members who depend on WFP food rations since Mathai left his home in the residential area of a new site following the outbreak of the conflict in December 2013 between the South Sudan Army and forces loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar. Mathai says slashing food rations is like a death sentence to thousands of IDPs who have no other sources of food.
It's not a good idea. It will affect most of the family. Many people will die. When they heard, even they are not happy at all because they don't have enough food in their houses. Even the food that they receive regularly is not enough for them. So what if there will be no food for 3 months? The stress would increase.
Mathai's family is still living at the UN-run Protection of Civilians site in Juba despite the signing of the 2018 peace agreement by South Sudan's former warring groups. He says it is not safe to live outside the camp in Juba or to his hometown in Unity State.
We don't have a land for cultivation. We are not moving very far to at least do business in the town. Only we are confined in one area. The important thing is if we got our food at the end of the month, then this grain will be taken to the grinding mill. Then we need it, and then we are fine with it. But if there's no food, for example, like this grain or maize at the end of the month, then where are we going to get this grain?
Ret Kwajien is another IDP who left the UN camp about 5 months ago. Kwajien says he continues to receive WFP food rations. He says WFP should not cut food supplies to IDPs who have no source of income.
The decision is not going to be helping because the people who are staying in the POCs across the country are the people who are not able to supply, you know, for themselves, and they may need help from any institution. And I think the decision is going to be devastating because these people have nowhere to go. So there's need for WFP to revise their decision.
36-year-old Kouma Jopei, who is a former IDP, says he believes it is time for the IDPs to start a new life.
I can even support it because I can support myself. I can work hard when I'm hungry. So it will open a way for me alone without thinking of someone to help me, because helping always encourage laziness. So I even in IDC encourage people to work and work hard to get their daily food and all this.
Pei says as the WFP begins reducing IDP's food rations, the agency should provide some basic needs such as healthy care, temporary shelter and water for the IDPs. Earlier this week, the WFP country representative in South Sudan, Matthew Hollingworth, says the UN Food Agency will suspend food assistance for 106,000 displaced people across South Sudan in October. Hollingworth says IDPs in Wau, Juba, and Bor South will be affected. WFP says the decision was reached following what it calls a funding crunch. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.